Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. And while you're there, you can listen to hundreds of other meditations that are upline, available for you 24/7 for you. Whatever you want, it is there. Just look for the message with the words that call out to you, and that's your one, your special message and meditation for that moment. We gather here in the spirit of transforming the world, the outer world, economically, financially, the home of that we live in here, Mother Earth and humanity. And yet the truth is, our gathering is really about transforming inside. As we transform inside and be exactly what we want outside, the world transforms magically. It surrenders to our inner vision and feelings of ourself. And so today we come again to get another, if you will, message and meditation to grow ourselves from the inside out, and in so doing, transform our world, the world. And to do so through peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title. For those playing back the meditation, it's reference number 71. Surrender to your inner voice. Surrender to your inner voice. When I heard today, or I read today's message, I thought of probably one of the biggest miracles to happen this year, the biggest miracle to happen in the mining industry in all of recorded history. Yesterday, 33 miners were recovered from over 2,000 feet down into the heart of Mother Earth. They'd been there for over 2 months. This was in Chile. And when I read today's message, surrender to your inner voice, this happening came to mind. See, surrender is to render up, to give up, to yield to another. And we're told to surrender to your inner voice. It's giving up your mental, small, egotistical mind that needs logic and reason, and believing in the inner voice, God's truth speaking to you. And surely that's what must have happened for the people in Chile. As a nation, as the loved ones of the people, the miners, even in the greater scale, people around the globe, there had to be a willingness to stop the mind from running amok, think of all the reasons why it was not possible. It's never been done before. No one's ever lasted that long. Do you know they were there 17 days, the miners, before the people on the surface even knew they were still alive. They weren't even known to exist. They knew they hadn't come out in 17 days, but they weren't known that they were alive. No one on the surface knew where they existed, where they were underground. And so they had to be willing to give up the mental mind that needs to see physical proof, to stay in touch with that inner voice that says, yes, you can. Yes, they are. All is well. To not give up the belief in the possible. They had to relinquish the seeming impossible, the logical mental mind, to surrender to the inner voice, and surrender to, you see, the word surrender means render up. It means give back to give in return, to give thanks, to restore. And so when you give up the mental personality way of looking at the world, reacting to what's happening around you, the old belief system so many of us have been raised on, when they gave that up, they opened up the ability to restore their soul to its true, authentic self and rest at peace in that present picture inside. All is well. You see, when we're focused from the mental mind, we're in hoping and wishing. That's the rational mind, hoping and wishing. And when we surrender to the inner voice, we are in knowingness. Knowingness is strong and powerful in a gentle way. This is where authentic power comes from. Knowingness, rather than hoping and wishing. When we're in hoping and wishing, our emotions get thrown all over the place. One minute we may be up, the next minute we may be down. One minute we may believe, the next minute we are in doubt and worry and concern. We're reminded, surrender to your inner voice. Give up, relinquish that part of you that doubts, hesitates, only feels good when it's going your way, needs logic and reason to believe, and come back, restore, return to your inner voice, that sweet, still whisper of a voice, the truth that flows from your soul, and allow it to permeate every cell and atom of your being, fill you with authentic power, knowingness. And surely, the Chilean miners were in this place. And yes, they had a leader there, someone who they declared the leader, who kept them in this space, organized their days and their nights, even though underground it was all night. Kept 33 people together, calm, organized, believing in the possibility instead of letting their mind run amok. Now, I know different people went different degrees as they found their way back to knowingness. We are saved. We are well. All is well. And the people on the surface, their loved ones, the government, had such a large heart. I was really quite taken to learn that the president of Chile welcomed any and all resources from around the globe who offered assistance. And so their victory became a global victory. Not our country can do it without your help. We're big and strong enough. He was willing to surrender his mental mind, his ego personality, to open up to the inner voice and the strength of all of us. And in so doing, endeared our hearts and our souls and our minds and showed us a new way to respond in a seeming crisis. Surrender to your inner voice. Hear, dear ones, You are the peace, the harmony, the power, and the prosperity resides. Yes, take the outward action based on the inner voice. Being secure in your inner voice, trusting wholeheartedly your inner voice. Take your action from this place, hand in hand with the divine. It's like that saying, meeting God halfway. You do your part, believing in the inner voice, from your heart self, from love, complete trust, and assuredness. Taking the action you're guided to do, and the miracles happen. Let the victory in Chile, restoring to the surface of 33 miners, be a message for unity, a message for following our inner voice and surrendering to the possible that rings true inside, regardless of the outward appearances. Surrender to your inner voice. As we keep that message in mind, I invite you to join me now in meditation. Breathing in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle voice, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Allowing yourself feel every breath. Feel the breath come in as it travels deep within your being. Feel it come back out, knowing you're releasing all that serves you no longer. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Feeling greater and greater peace as you become one with the waves of the universe. The dynamic energy of love. And when you're ready, simply drop within your heart center. Come within your sacred temple inside. Become aware of the light, the color, the feeling. As you enter your sacred home inside. recognize this feeling. This light. This vibration. Feel the peace inside. As the light within glows, shines through you. Breathe into that spark of light within, knowing God is shining through you. Feel God's presence within you. Simply be one with this light. Feel it growing larger and brighter and wider, embracing you, welcoming you back. Welcoming all your doubts, hesitations, concerns. Feel the light inside, receiving them now. The tiniest struggle, let it go into the light. Feel as if your hands have opened wide, and those emotions, doubts, concerns, even grief, is released now, returned back to God, rendered up. As you give thanks for God transmuting these situations, these emotions, now under grace. Feel your mind releasing them, handing them over to God's love and light within. Whatever the situation is, the issue is, the concern is, feel it coming up. Rendering up as if you were making chicken soup and the fat rises to the top to be released, skimmed off, and all that's left behind is the rich, nutritious broth. Relinquish your concern, hand it over to God. See it dissolve in God's pure love and light. All that remains within you is the perfect, authentic self. Powerful, peaceful, filled with harmony and prosperity. Allow the full presence of God to work within you now, reshaping you from the inside out, transforming your life to greater than you could ever imagine. Feel this love. Feel the truth of God blazing within you now. Know all is well. And it is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday life in the spirit. All is well. God is taking care of all my concerns. I can fully show up in the world and be my authentic, powerful, magnificent self. And so, as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling every breath. Feeling the gift of life. Feeling the energy of divine love. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently. Breathing into your feet, squeezing them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now, we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We have transformed our world to be filled with pure love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, unity, and oneness. Give up your logical mental mind and stay in touch with your inner voice. Authentic power is knowingness. Take outward actions from your inner voice. Thank you, God. Om. Om. Om.
It is done. God bless. Namaste.